not deactivating his own lightsaber. Ben tossed it back over his shoulder. Vistara caught it, bringing both weapons up in what Kandra assumed was some sort of defensive pose. Ben accelerated, immediately banking to port. A man with a red lightsaber emerging from the dust cloud had to run farther to get at the speeder. Luke slashed at him as he got near. Their blades crossed, sparking and sputtering. And then the attacker was behind them. Luke jammed the point of his lightsaber into the speeder's dashboard. Kandra's eyes got wide.
Hey, this is a rental!
It's a rental with transponders. Luke deactivated his lightsaber, then yanked at the dashboard where he'd cut it. A panel came free. He tossed it over his shoulder. With the hilt of her lightsaber, Vistara whacked the panel, sending it sideways directly in the path of another attacker charging out of the dust. Unable to adjust in time, the woman tripped over the debris and sprawled in the sand. Luke jammed his hand into the wires and circuits exposed by his crude mechanical surgery and pulled out a circuit board. Transponder number one for the planetary authorities. He tossed that over the side and repeated the action, this time yanking free a smaller, thicker black module. Transponder number two for the company that rented you the speeder. All very legal and practical, but it would tend to get us killed. That one, too, he threw over the side. Be'erth looked over his shoulder at Kandra and grunted an apology.
I know, not your fault. You're not in charge.
Kandra blew out a sigh.
Are we safe yet?
Vistara deactivated Ben's lightsaber.
Safer. It's been nearly 15 seconds since we've been attacked.
Ben's voice was cheerful.
Time for some dizzying maneuvers to throw them off our trail.
He abruptly vectored to port. Kandra groaned. The nausea was back. When it had been 5 minutes since an attack, and once her heat packs had been passed back to her, Kandra told Luke how she'd come to be there, and ended.
So do we get our story?
Luke nodded, agreeable.
Of course. First, Ben, set a course for this Crystal Valley she mentioned. That'll be our next site to examine. Kandra, I'm going to tell you a story about a monster from the Maw Cluster, a tribe of Sith lost to history, and the tremendous danger posed to the galaxy. Unless you'd prefer a meticulous explanation of how we got Mayor Snaplance's shuttle running instead.
Hold on! Hold on! Be'erth!
Her holocam operator got his shoulder unit in place and trained it on the Jedi Grandmaster. Kandra composed herself for a moment. Now, at last, this trip had become worthwhile.
So, yes, please, the story of the monster and the Sith, not the shuttle.